And so we can correct it. That's what science is. You go to some of these articles by Richard Feynman or, I can't think of the guy's name now. Walter Cox, is it? There's a beautiful guy at works for Fermilab who gives these lectures. Yeah, here it is, Brian Cox. You go to any of the lectures by Brian Cox, a Brit who works for the Large Hadron Collider, and you listen to his explanations of how atoms and molecules and everything else works, the research that they're doing. You listen to any of those lectures and you say, wow, that's a guy who can take very complicated concepts like relativity and time and space and space-time and gravity and make it a lot more understandable. So there are good instructors out there. You could say that they became good because they experienced a whole lot of lecturing, a whole lot of feedback, a whole lot of peer review, and they know how to express it in ways that make it a lot more understandable for people. So John and I are attempting to do something like that. John, back to you. KC2WGB, time to tie the ribbons on it. KQLIW.
Very good, Dick. Yes. Great night tonight. A lot of good information. And we'll carry on again next week. So thank you for your time, and great job. KC2WGB.
Okay. Be kind to each other. Bye-bye, you all. KQLIW clear.
I saw that, I thought my memory was saying number 58, but that last night, a friend of mine, and he, of course, thought, well, they had to be grabbing the ladder to get out. And again, we'd had a few, so it really wasn't a point of making, wasn't going to really make a long argument, but that webpage you're seeing now, it's 98, and I wasn't sure of the numbers, but if that many people die, there has to, the water in the swimming pool has to be conductive enough to bring about the problem. And I, by the way, after last week's event, I'm going to trip it. About just reading the deaths. One page was the number of people. I was shocked the number of people that were killed in their houses by falling trees, walking in the road, branches falling on them, on work clearing a tree that was down, the lady that went outside out of the hydro wire, and the number of people they said presumed to drown. So, and I don't think that's it. I'm not saying it was nearly every death, because I think it was a big number, but I didn't run into anything that said the authorities had considered electrocution, other than when it was direct wires in front of their houses that had electrocuted people. But I think the day is young on the final report on Sandy.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing any final totals or anything yet. I don't think they're anywhere near finalizing anything. What repeater are you talking in on? I can meet you locally.
Well, I'm on MIS, which if it doesn't work for you, you can go YYZ or your choice.
YYZ works for me. VE3ZTZ QSY to VE3YYZ repeater.
For visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Yes, on the repeater that I'm using, your signal's DFQ, you sound good. I could try to use this other machine that's near me, but I had issues with it. It was giving me issues. So I switched off and went to a repeater that was a little further away. But I just figured I'd jump in and see who was on. Who was listening down from the Long Island Amateur Radio Group? Did you guys get your lights back on? I guess you did, huh? You're under the 59th Street Bridge? Isn't that the bridge that they went over in the movie Escape from New York? Kurt Russell and Isaac Hayes. What was it? Adrian Balboa and Ernest Borgnine, right? In the cab. Didn't they go over the 59th Street Bridge to try to break out of that? You ever seen that movie, Escape from New York? Yeah. Well, man, I got one burger left. I'm gonna save it. Man, I haven't been down to New York in a long time. Actually, I wanted to go this year. So hopefully, I should say next year. I want to go for my 40th birthday. And, hope everything's alright down there, you know? I've never taken a subway in New York. Don't know if I'm going to try it yet either. But, my God, last time I was down there was 2001. Yep. You know, funny story. I had a YL call me up. We dated up here. Not too far from where I am now. We, we used to go out. Well, she ended up moving to New York City. Actually, she moved to Brooklyn. And, over by Eastern Parkway. And, went in a tall, tall building there. 10 stories. Apartment building or something. And, you know, it's true what they say. Don't ever put your hands on the handrail. Yep. And the stench in the elevator. I don't know why people insist on using the elevator as a latrine. But, so... Anyway, she called me up and she wanted to come back home. So I went down and she was going to take a bus up there. I was like, no. I haven't taken a road trip in a long time. So I called my buddy up and I said, hey, we're going to Brooklyn. And of course the Beastie Boys, No Sleep Till Brooklyn come on like, I don't know, a quarter of the way through the trip. We weren't even on our island yet. My friend was like in the bag. By the time we hit the Connecticut border, I knew he was passed out. But, anyway, I made it down to, I told the guy I was here in like 5 hours. So, I left at like 6 o'clock, got there at 11:30. Completely screwed up. Went over to George Washington, ended up in Jersey. Had to do a loop-de-loop. Ended up, I think, maybe somewhere in Yonkers. I don't know. I finally ended up in, Eastern Parkway about 12:30.
Could you not operate simplex on the repeater frequency, please?
Yeah, I'm pushing about 30 watts. Why? I mean, I could try to switch back over to another one. Well, you know what? Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can bring it up on the local repeater, but it was really giving me a hard time, so give me a few minutes there. I'll disconnect. I'm on the IRLP node. I'll disconnect and see if I can reconnect on the local repeater. N1RW, W Mobile. Be back in a minute.
Are you operating simplex on this frequency?
Long Island. Signal anybody? up anyway. Sick of looking at the same old scenery, so I'm basically, I'm moving the vehicle right now. I'm going to a high spot.
Definitely.
Alright. Yeah. I'm just sitting here, I swear to God, ever since I moved that darn antenna, not coming in as good, moved my antenna a little more to the rear of the vehicle, so I had a little coax issue. Ever since I did that, picking up is good. And I mean, you can't be that directive. Maybe it is. It's a really old radio. Long time. Got it up. Yeah, it's an Alinka DR-130 mobile. I'm looking at the meter. I'm on, you know, stationary. And I'm watching the meter go up and down. It's the dumbest thing. Even the smaller in Coventry, Rhode Island is moving around. That's meter. Telling me my signal's strong. It's, I actually got QSB on, it's not that far for me. Doing funky things tonight. The local repeater I'm using to connect with the IRL is funky things. Anyway, the nice thing is that it's only freezing, yeah, 2 degrees out. Because last night was like 26. Tonight's a good chat on the radio weather. You know, I feel like I'm sitting in the car and doing it. Loading around, messing around here and then.
Mid-60s. that you used to like to go down to Reese Park Beach and go to the nude section.
Nah, it was too far to travel and it wasn't far on course. Nah. That was actually in the ponds. It was Reese Park, the ponds are right on the edge of the two areas. And there was no boardwalk there, no nothing. It was just the streets just ended onto the beach itself. The houses were right on the wall, on the sand. The boardwalk, I think, ends at 129th, 130th, something like that. I can't remember exactly. Long time. Long time.
Yes. Yes, well, I'll see where I'm going. I'll see what I'm doing. I'll see, you know, what's going on. And I'll do the best I can to help.
Exactly. That's Worldy Friday. Yeah. If I remember correctly, most of I like I said, the last time I was in Breezy Point was really early, but that section, basically there was very little streets. It was all sand. Everything was sand. There was like certain parking areas. You'd have to walk to your bungalow. But that's when it was such a private community that there was a gate. There was a guard gate. And you had to have ID to get in, and it was a very private area. They didn't let so many people in. As you go down to Breezy Point on the right, it was an area called Roxbury. That was all Irish Catholic, and those Irish Catholics used to fight with the Broad Channel Irish Catholics all the time. It was always gang fights going on in the 60s. It was a lovely place.
I remember hearing about all that stuff. I had a cousin that lived in Inwood, and he used to talk about his friends from Broad Channel and all the mischief they would get into.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The city in here, in Wisdom, when they foreclosed on one of the houses, I'm going to say this is early 60s. Maybe before the World's Fair, so it might have been like 60, 61, 62, something like that. They moved the Mack family in, and it was the cross burning right at the foot of the bridge going into Rockaway. You could see it for miles.
You forget that I used to live in Rosedale as well.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yes, yes. It was always a... It was a slight rivalry between Far Rockaway and Rosedale. Not much. Mainly our rivalries with the Northern Queens schools. Far Rockaway High School was always in the rivalry with Bayside. That was the big one that we used to fight with all the time.
And you figure out, why? You're on opposite ends of the borough. Why?
You know, the only thing I can remember now is that it was all about football. We had a football team, they had a football team. We had a big pool, they had a pool and a swimming team also. So that was just the big thing. And it was the two schools. So. And our claim to fame really is Bernie Madoff graduated from Far Rockaway High School, where I graduated. Isn't that lovely?
They said Far Rockaway High School never produced anything good.
Wow. You know, after they broke the mold and it all went downhill, and then I left there, so, you know. That was in the 70s. What can you do? Oh, well. I don't know. I got these traffic cone things, these big drums sitting down in the middle of the road here. He almost hit him. I guess the kids put him out here purposely so that you try to hit him. Because, they're redoing all the dividers here. Not good. But at least it's not going to be any really cold day. It's supposed to warm up a little bit and dry out a little bit today. So you don't be that bad walking around doing whatever you got to do down there. So hopefully it won't be that bad. I'm getting my paper, so I shall be back in a minute or two. And to BPN, that's what I'll be.
Guess it'll just depend upon whether or not I've got to be wearing a Tyvek suit and a respirator. All right, go get your paper and speak again. that phraseology, Gary. Come up with something of your own. Some Gary Cash phrase. Go ahead. And to ZEP and to PPN.
And to PPN and to ZEP. Yeah, it's a little too early for Steve to be coming on, and I probably didn't do the phrase with the right intonation.
There's this, just this quality to the way that you do it. I don't know if you're physically capable of you know, getting a good interesting out there.
So you took the weekend off and you're all rested and now it's back to work?
Yes, yes I am. I don't know if I'm all rested, but move on to the next one. On to the next one, on to the next one. Let's see what this one has to hold. Ugh. See how Floyd Bennett Field looks.
So you're going to the satellite office of the Union at Floyd Bennett Field, huh? Just waiting for your name to be called, or what? What do you go for? Is there actually someone over there with a desk thing? Okay, you go here.
First off, there are no satellite offices to my union. There is only one union hall, only one building, one location. This is a contractor who has his whatever at this location. I have no idea what I'm driving into, whether it's going to be a compound, a bunch of guys standing around in a parking lot, which was like the first day. We were all in a parking lot of a supermarket. One guy with his back of his SUV opened up using it as like a, whatever you want to call, a mobile office. And everybody working out of the back of a truck, picking up material and then going out to their little dispatch points with a map in their hands. So I have no idea what I'm going to be, you know, getting into. So we'll see. And then I'll report back. And I am back. That's what I'll do.
Good morning, Carl. How are you? So Rich is off on an adventure.
Yeah, it's the way it works. And whatever it is, he will do. He will take care of. Most likely have a small trailer or a small truck or something there. Could be a SUV. I remember those days meeting up with somebody and not knowing what the heck you're going to do or where. And then scavenging to try to get things done with very little material until stuff starts coming in, because you never know what you're going to need. Ah, yes. Those were the days, my friends. I'm glad they ended. But what can you do? Rich, over to you. And to begin it, Bobby.
From what I noticed from the Hamas guys I was working for last week, they were having a lot of trouble getting material because material is just scarce right now. So we'll see what happens. I guess if you have the resources to order stuff from out of state and have it trucked in, or you have the assistance of FEMA or whoever to get the materials in that you need to do the work, then you might have a better shot of having materials. But we'll see. We will see what happens. I mean, that first day, back in Sheepshead Bay, Con Ed was handing out boxes and boxes and boxes of new electric meters. So it was, they had plenty of material, but that was all they were giving out. And that proved to be a little bit of a fiasco in its own right. But we'll see. You'll see. I bought myself a new toy on Saturday. I bought a brand new non-contact voltage tester. It has all sorts of LED lights and blinkies and this and that, and does different modes and lets you know that it's on, because that was the one thing that used to drive me crazy about the old non-contact. Didn't light up or make a noise until it found some voltage. So you used to have to rub it against the hair on your hand, on the back of your hand, to make sure it worked before you went looking for live stuff. This thing has got a nice little LED that tells you that it's on and it's active.
What's the range of this meter from, I'm assuming it's got to take the high voltage stuff also, but how low will it sense the voltage? Carl?
Gee, you know, I don't know. I've seen them, heard of them, never, ever, ever used one, but then I haven't needed anything like that in quite a long time, so don't know. Oh, good, gate's open. Whole long line of cars coming into the yard here, so it's very good. Anyway, what can I tell you? I'm going to be clearing, because I'm going to park. Hopefully I can park up close, but I got a feeling it ain't going to be that easy today. So, with that said, I'm assuming it's got to be within like 3 to 4 inches. Your magnetic field's not going to, you know, depending on how high the voltage is, it's not going to go that far. So, I'm going to clear. Have a good day, Rich. If you got something, take some pictures. I would love to see what's going on down there. And, we'll see. And to prepare on the group, and tomorrow to you, clear.
So long, Carl. Take care. And, 12 volts AC to 1,000 volts AC. And it's shaped like a pen. Looks like a pen. With a funny little end where the point would come out. And that's where the lights are. All the LEDs. There's a blue LED, a red LED, a green LED. And depending upon the mode that you select, will turn on or off or whatever. Different things. But 12 volts AC to 1,000 volts AC is the range.
7-3 call. Anything over 1,000, you have to make the assumptions on and make sure it's turned off anyway. You don't want to be pointing anything at it.
Well, anything over 1,000, you use a different type of a tester. You use a different type of a tester, and you have to treat it in completely different manner. So, you know, you're definitely not going to be sticking a probe anywhere near 1,000 volts. You're going to be using hot stick, you're going to be using gloves, you're going to be using, you know, protocols for high tension stuff.
Personally, I don't think I would want to be handling anything hotter than 110 myself.
Come on, Gary, you haven't lived till you played with 27 kV.
That's the thing, I want to live.
On a KB3 UFB.
Breaking station recognized. But Gary, you don't play with it. You respect it, and you're trained, and you know how to handle it. So, you know, you're not just going to run in there and, you know, grab a hold of a cable or something and risk hurting yourself. That's why there is, you know, training classes and safety protocols and all sorts of other things. Breaking station, go ahead, and then you can pass it over to Gary. This is N2PPN, Rick Springfield Boulevard, Southside.
I copy that. Hey, my name is Tommy, KB3 UFB. Just came back to work here after being out 8 months over here at Con Ed. I think I spoke to you once before there, Rick. See what the plans are for today. I was a troubleshooter for Con Ed. I was terminated for a lousy pair of scissors, and now they're bringing me back. So hopefully I can survive another 2 years and then retire full duty.
Good morning to you. Hey, Rich. I do respect it. That's why I don't want to go anywhere near it, because I don't know the safety protocols, and I know enough, don't go near that, you don't know what you're doing.
Tommy, what's up? Well, Gary, the same way that I wouldn't, you know, go sticking my DeWalt drill in somebody else's mouth because I don't know what I'm doing, you know, you could be taught the same way that I could be taught. I could be taught how to, you know, excavate the dentine from some, you know, some cavity someplace or whatever. I mean, you could teach me, same way I could teach you, you know, how to do a stress cone, or how to, you know, handle a cable, or how to use a hot stick, or whatever. I could teach you all that stuff. We could have like a learning annex kind of a thing. You teach me dentistry, I teach you high tension, you know, we could become jacks of all trades. Tommy, over to you, where they got you going today? I'm going to be going down towards Breezy Point-ish. I'm not sure 100% where I'm going to be, but muster point is Floyd Bennett Field. Tommy?
Copy that. I don't know exactly. The union called me on Friday around 5 o'clock and told me to report back to my old yard over here at 16th Street to finalize the agreement that they got between the company and the union. I know I'm on the final warning for 2 years. Hopefully I can survive it. Nice long trip in from Pennsylvania every morning. But see what happens. They wanted to cash me out and tell me to take a walk, but the union fought for me to get my job back to play with this high voltage. I was a troubleshooter for Con Ed over here in Manhattan.
Rich, you already taught me one of the tricks of the trade, the shrink tubing on the shaft of a screwdriver if you got to put it into a hot box so you don't touch anything other than the screw. See, I remember things. Rich?
Don't forget to put shrink tubing on your shaft. So what was this with the scissors, Tommy? You piqued my interest. You mentioned scissors. So, if you can divulge, what's the dealio?
I was doing high tension switching at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital on 168th Street back in May. And I walked out of the hospital with a pair of scissors in my back pocket because I forgot the wire cutters. And the hospital came to Con Ed, said I stole. I says, I'm going to steal a $3 pair of scissors for $100,000 job. I says, you got to be out of your tree. Well, they put me on suspension and then brought me back and terminated me. Now they're bringing me back again and saying I wasn't terminated. I was on an 8-month suspension, which is a crock of shit, but excuse the language. I got to do 2 more years to get my full pension. I can retire now. I got that point system, my years plus my age come out to 75. So I told the wife, I'll see if I can hack it for another 2 years and get my full pension of $2,400 a month. Right now they give me half of my pension.
Don't forget your wire cutters. You don't want to get into that situation again.
I would take that pair of scissors that they accused you of stealing, and I would have them gold-plated, and I would wear them around my neck.
I took her and I told him, I says, hey, you got to be out of your tree. You think I was going to steal a $3 pair of scissors off the security desk for a $100,000 job. In the 8 months that I've been out, my house is in foreclosure. I got a pot to piss in, And I was thinking of getting a semi-automatic machine gun and go out there hunting on the highway for any vehicles that I'd seen. But my wife talked me out of that, and everybody that supported me talked me out of that. But it went through my mind. I seen that issue a few months back with a guy in the Empire State Building and got his boss. And I ain't got that far to go from a couple of bosses around my house out there in the Keystone. But, the doctors took care of me. Put me under observation for a couple of days and calmed my nerves down. So I look back now, I laugh at it. But, if I can survive another year and a half or another year just to make it look good, I'm going to Pennsylvania Light and Power.
Pennsylvania Light and Power and Con Ed have reciprocal agreements as far as points towards the pension plans?
Well, I retired from Con Ed, and then I can apply for PP&O. They was talking to somebody in H&R out there in PP&O, and they told me the situation I had going with Con Ed, I would have to clear up my record, get my job back for at least 6 months, and then say it was too much traveling, too much stress that I'm under to continue working for Con Ed. By that time, it'd be a month after applying for PP&O. She could do something about getting me in there. But I can go work for another utility. There's no problems with that. People do it all the time.
Oh, so you'd be pulling a pension from Con Ed and working for Pennsylvania. That's an interesting way of doing things. Rich?
It's like having two jobs. That's all. But I like this guy, Gary. I like him. Thinks the way I think. The only problem is, don't talk about it on the radio. His ears everywhere. But anyway, well, listen. Old Klingon saying is, revenge is a dish best served up cold. So, can I tell you, if you're out there in one of the blue and whites, and you see people doing things wrong, you make the media aware of it. Or you take a picture, anonymously forward it to the NBC News Twitter account or whatever, and who knows what could happen. Lots of interesting things could happen. But just don't lose what you've reclaimed. That's all. But I'm glad to see you back. It's good. It's good we need experience out there in the field. These guys don't understand it. All these young greenhorns still wet behind the ears, and they're out there calling the shots, and they're turning around and making mandates and directives and stuff like that without understanding the full ramifications of what they're doing. So, regardless, you're here. You're obviously going to be commuting back and forth. We're going to have some great stories to tell. Drink the blood.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
WTF, man. You lose me.
Hey, timed out the repeater. Yeah, but I'll see how things go. I'll just watch my P's and Q's and mind my own business. And it's like you say, there's a lot of people here that don't know what's going on and put a lot of people in danger.
Just don't do anything that could put anybody in danger, and if you see somebody doing something that's going to put people in danger, do what you got to do to make sure it don't happen.
Yeah, QSL. I got to remember to all these phones that take camera pictures, and I know they got a website out there that Somebody was walking around the city there, taking pictures of Con Ed working, sleeping and stuff, and posted them on Facebook. I gotta find out which base that was and keep it in mind.
Always posted to the Limark Facebook page.
Okay, so, I remember that. I'll write it down here. And you said it's Limark? Facebook page?
That's this ham radio club. You know, Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club. And I don't think anybody from here would care about pictures from Con Ed.
Copy that. I worked Sandy up there at the 911 center during an emergency out there in Pennsylvania. They lost 911 system. Our group up there is Split Rock and Slate Bell amateur group up in the Poconos took over getting the word out to the 911 dispatchers.
I guess it's my turn now. Alright, I didn't have much to say in that conversation at that point, so didn't make a difference. Rich?
Okay. Where am I? Coming into Spandex Flatbush Avenue over here. Then I gotta go south.
Alright, let's jump over that side here. Let me find a parking space in this crammed up 16th Street yard. I figured they lost more trucks, but evidently they didn't. Chris, everybody, have a good day. KB3 UFB.
Keep your head down and enjoy being back to work. You know, Rich, I just passed Petticoat Junction Boulevard and I'm crossing over the Royal Boulevard right now.
Maybe two here.
Tuesday. All right, Tom, take care. If you're still listening. 7-3. And just remember, always carry at least 1,000 rounds of ammo. So what's going on there, Skeeves? Get some Christmas shopping done this weekend?
No Christmas shopping. I was thinking of doing my Christmas shopping at Robert Hall this year.
Good morning, Steve. You know, the advantage of being in a committed relationship is you only have to worry about one gift. When you're playing the field like you, you probably have a whole long list of gifts to buy. Rich?
Ha 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 ha. You don't know nothing.
The only one that's on my list is my daughter. That's it. So I'm off the hook this year. Not too bad. We'll see. I had a hot steaming date on Saturday night with a certain 5'1" blue-eyed PA, which was nice. So we'll see if she's back in the fold. Certainly doesn't warrant a Christmas gift.
Maybe a little gift card to the macaroni grill or something. So, I waited to see if I got a response back from the foot. I asked if there was any more of that sun-dried tomato spread and crackers.
This wouldn't miss foot on Friday night. She came out.
Finally! You went hookahing?
No. That was, I think she was going on Saturday night. I saw her on Friday night. She's cool. She's a cool dude.
You could call her dude.
Dudette.
Harry?
I was hoping he wasn't going to be able to call her a dude. You know, I'm not too crazy about kissing people with mustaches.
Oh, please.
I might have to go up further. I got to find the entrance to Ferry Bennett Field. I think it's the right before the toll booths.
Well, since Steve's from Brooklyn originally, maybe he can help you.
Should be on that Flatbush Avenue somewhere. I don't know where they put it now. Should be a big sign. That's probably why you don't see it.
Oh, all right, let's see. There's all those, they're all light towers over there. And I see lots of cars over here. All right, I got to figure out where it is I need to be. So let me put the microphone down. I'm here a little early anyway. And to CPN Mobile. I'll be back if I can.
Have a nice day, Rich. I probably won't be here when you can pick up the microphone because I'm getting close to the tunnel already. Steve?
I'll be around for at least another 10 minutes. What's happened over there, Dumpy? Any progress with clearing your debris?
No. I'm looking for people who can give me an estimate on how much this is going to cost, and I probably won't do it until the springtime. But it looks as if I'm going to get pretty close to breaking even after the insurance, if I get lucky.
Okay. But just talking about the stump now, right? Everything's cleaned up?
Not really, because nothing else other than the fence, which is getting repaired on Friday, will be taken care of before the spring. And in the spring, I got to get the stump out, repair the backyard, and repair the sprinkler. That's all that's left. But that's all on hold until the spring. I'm at the tunnel, Steve, so I'll hear your reply, and then I'll be submerged, so I'm going to sign now. N2ZEP.
Dive. Okay. Catch you later, perhaps. GB2NQN Mobile. Kramer, where are you?
I'm out here. N2Alpha Sierra Sierra.
Just sucking that in like a big sponge?
Oh, I was listening for quite a while, actually. I'm tired this morning. Up too late.
Well, I was allowed to stay out on Friday night. And then I went out with Pat on Saturday night. I didn't exactly veg out yesterday. I got some things accomplished. I'm noted for my peace sign that I put outside my house. The 6-foot illuminated peace sign in blue twinkle lights.
You know, I think I've seen that sign. I think I've seen it. Does it have two rows of blue twinkle lights that go all the way around it?
Yeah, but I'm sure there's a couple of people that have this one. I've had it in my neighborhood since I moved this. Everybody asks me when they don't see it up after Thanksgiving, they're like, where's the peace sign already?
Yeah, but I remember working and seeing that thing in, like, your area. I remember where I was going. I went past, oh, my God, I can't even remember what road that is. Off the LA, I went straight down, and I popped out by, like, that clock tower thing. And then I think I made a left. I don't know. I saw it on that. I thought it was on that main road.
Yeah, that would be me. Okay. Coolio. So I had to do some repairs on that, but I did while I was watching the football game. I did not watch the Jet game yesterday. I watched the Jet game for about 10 minutes, and then I was watching the Shadows of Sunset. Pretty funny show. And I got up to date on that. They had like a marathon. Did you ever see that show? It's pretty ridiculous. And I'm not into those reality shows. It's like the Persian 30-something contingent and what goes on in their lives out in Beverly Hills. Pretty hysterical.
talking about. I think I know. My wife had me up watching some, I don't even know what show it is. Something about some, she's a pretty doctor that went into some town in Georgia. That's the show I've been watching at night with my wife. Drives me nuts with that thing.
It's very foggy over here. Very foggy.
Foggy here today, too. You know, today we're going to have a problem. I have an inspector that won't allow me to dry cut the road, which is actually nicer not to dry cut. But we already winterized everything on the truck. So I think it's ridiculous that I have to unwinterize, hook everything back up, hook the hoses back up, purge the system out again. You know, and then when I'm done, I'm going to have to re-winterize it. I don't know. I think that they should come up with some happy medium, but I don't think he's going to go for it.
What do you do for dust control when you dry cut? Nothing?
Blow it up in the air. There's nothing you can do. It's a lot. It's like, you know, I mean, what you can do is wet cut. But then, you know, I my power washer is winterized. All the hoses on the truck are winterized. The tank is empty. You know, I think it's ridiculous that every time this time of year comes around, you run into this problem where you're winterized and then they want you to do it. You know, you get that one day that's warmer and they want you to do it, so then you got to re-winterize the whole thing, put all the hoses back on the power washer, connect them all up again. You know, mine's an onboard power washer, so everything is, you know, there's no quick connects. Everything is, you know, hard piped into it.
All right. Well, is it a residential neighborhood that's close by?
Yeah. It's not that bad. It's not going to go up and reach the houses, but, you know, if there's cars parked near it, they might get some dust on them, especially since it's a damp morning. Being wet like this, it's going to make it stick to everything. I don't know. You know, I could look. If I'm working where there's a fire hydrant, what I could do is cut with the fire hydrant and clean with the fire hydrant. And then that would be, I guess, a little bit better.
Where is this that you're working?
Like around 5th Avenue, Brentwood, like that, Wicks Road, you know, by 54 on the LA, somewhere around there. Where's Richie Rich? Did he find his entrance, or did he not, is he just, you know, sandbagging it?
Holy moly, boys.
Yeah?
Put it this way, there's probably more cars here than there is for a Met game, and a lot of them look like they're all here for Five Star.
Damaged cars?
No, these are all guys here parked to go to work. This is a central muster point. And huge, like, mobile operation. There's got to be 60, 70 vans I see over here that are probably going to get loaded up with guys and take them out into the areas that they got to work in.